Marcos, Muenda, Muenda Po, Halo, Direct Soweto, Muenda Marcos Uku.
0530.
Parafini, Makota Pela, Makota Pela, Yaunga, Unga, Gastoma, Zipiango, Gastoma, Zipiango.
Zika Chitika, Musavinzerera Kwa.
Some village punking, never know they like you've been wanting. So no more up next is now. Now SND group savings account. Saving the zero monthly defeat. Bank my charge up a quarter and easy. Competitive saving rates. Saving best for you, Bukumo, yes. Flexible access, Yandalama. Mama ATM, Mama Bangalana. E-wallet, Yolo Bangalana. Check deposit, or drone Dalama. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chilling? When I need ya, my physical meeting. I have to chat, I'm a member. Village banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving as a group, Papa just got better. Saving in a shop, I'm just got better. Now SND group savings account. SND group savings account.
SND's group savings account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kombon Radio. 15-year-old girl allegedly defiled by five men as she was drinking beer with in Chipata. Water crisis in Baoleni compound worries civic leader. And in African news, as South Africa hits back after Trump says US won't invite it for G20 next year. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chua. A 15-year-old girl in Chipata district of Eastern Province has allegedly been defiled by five men she was drinking beer with. Eastern Province Police Commissioner Robertson Mwemba confirmed the incident, saying it happened on 26th November 2025, around 22 hours, in the Miami border trading area. Mr. Mwemba explained that the girl was drinking beer at a bar with the five men. When they noticed that she was drunk, they offered to escort her home. However, along the way, the men allegedly took advantage of her. A concerned member of the public later found the girl lying on the roadside and informed her parents and a neighborhood watch member, who later reported the matter to the police. Mr. Mwemba said the victim was given a police medical report form and a docket has been opened. He also confirmed that two suspects, Tenessa Piri, aged 18, and Lufelo Fadnad, aged 25, have been arrested, while police are still looking for the remaining suspects who are on the run. Kablonga Ward 19 Councillor Kosan Tembo has expressed concern over the severe water shortages being experienced in Lusaka's Baoleni Township as a result of the ongoing load shedding. Mr. Tembo says that the three major boreholes that supply water to the community have not been able to meet demand because they rely on electric-powered pumps, which are inactive for long hours due to power outage. explained that the residents in Baoleni are facing increasing difficulties in accessing clean and safe water. Mr. Tembo has since appealed to the Disaster Management and Mitigation Unit to help with water tanks in order to help us store the water for easy access to the residents. Residents of Umpula area in Kapirimpongshu district have expressed their gratitude to government for upgrading Nakuchimba Community School to a primary school. Speaking on behalf of the residents, Mr. Davis Amosonda noted that before the upgrade, children in the area had to walk long distances to access education. He said with the school now offering classes up to grade 7, learning has become more accessible for local children. The construction of the market shelter at Rawaside Market in Lusaka's George compound has elated traders at the market. In an interview with a Kombon Radio News crew that visited the area, the traders have stated that this will enable them to conduct business in a conducive trading environment. They further explained that the construction of the shelter has come as a relief to traders who have been trading in the open for many years. The traders have since urged their fellow traders to look after the facility and guard against vandalism. Mining expert Charles Molila has opposed the plans by government to deploy soldiers to curb illegal mining, warning it could spark a tension between miners and the government. Mr. Molila stated that the move might exacerbate the country's already fragile peace, citing incidents of political violence. He has since called for dialogue between government and illegal miners to ensure that they are guided and supported.
You know, that is threatening because already we have issues of violence in the country. So if we do that, that will be an additional. And you know the behavior of these illegal miners. They are terrible. But they're all united. Because gold is basically for the locals. So all we need is a regulation that should be put in place and identify them, equip them with machinery, even finances to operate. So that would be a threat, and I don't think we will support.
We break for a few commercials, but before that, we have a current business rate.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, sikomo, situbezi, twasanta. Part of the celebration. Join MTN today. MTN, what are we doing today?
Current business rates on Kumboni Radio.